الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Madi Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel. Today we bring to you another topic in our Madani Mukalma. And our topic today is Valentine's Day. You might be thinking, what we're going to talk about regarding our topic today regarding Valentine's Day. So Muhammad requests to all the Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madni channel is, try to watch throughout this Madani Mukalma and inshallah azawajal, you will be able to gain a lot of information in regards to this day. So my dear Islamic brothers, before we go on to our topic, let's listen to a blessing of reciting Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam has said, whoever out of love and interest recites Durood upon me three times during the day and three times during the night, Allah azza wa jal will forgive the sins that he committed during that day and night. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers, look at the blessing of reciting Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the blessing of reciting Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love and interest. My dear Islamic brothers, we should make it a habit of ours and try to send Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love and also with interest. So, imagining the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thinking of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when reciting Durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this love will lead us to Jannah, inshallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, before we actually start our topic, let's listen to the recitation of the Holy Quran.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wat-tini waz-zaytun. وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين صدق الله العظيم.
My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we heard beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. Let's turn to a kalam in regards to the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and written by such a lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh.
Allah, 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 मतन करम बनाया वही रब है जिसने तुझको हमतन करम बनाया हमें भी Allah, ولا الحبيب صلى الله عليه وسلم.
سبحان الله. Madi Islam brothers, what can we say regarding the kalam of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi? At one time Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi is referring to an ayat of the Quran, and the other time he is referring to a hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, following the footsteps of the great Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi. Madi Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, our topic today is Valentine's Day. You know, you might bring a smile on a lot of people's faces. That Valentine's Day, what is going to be discussed regarding this day of Valentine's? But my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, let me tell you, this is going to be for the favor of those of us who want to leave this bad habit, the habits which are done on this particular day. Because let me tell you, we need to know the history where this day actually started from. It actually started in the 14th century BCE, meaning before Hazrat Isa alayhi salam's time. And at that time, people would play lottery with women, meaning they would bid on women, and the one who would have given the most money, he would achieve that woman for his pleasure. This is where it actually started from, and then afterwards it was changed and it was given a different name. And it is also the day of Valentine's is from a saint. It was named after one of the saints, Saint Valentine's. And this was also, the day was also fixed by a certain Christians. They fixed the date of the actual day, 14th of February. And there is a lot more history towards this actual day and how what happened and how this day came about. Basically, is from committing sins, they try to cover the fact of sin and try to present it in a good form. They change the name into the names of saints to present it in a different form in front of people. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, if we just think for a moment, what actually happens on this particular day? And what are we doing on this particular day? Many things occur. Many things happen on this day, and if you really ponder upon this, it is to do with sins. One sin after another. If you look at our lives, already in our lives, we have many sins which we commit in our daily activity. And this day, we add as much as sins to our previous sins by celebrating this day, by following the kuffar, their examples, their ways. My dear Islam brothers, the reality is we need to change ourselves. We need to look to the teaching of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. We need to look at what Islam is telling us about love, about the connections of love, and how we are taking love. So I think the most thing people need to be aware of on this day is about sin, first of all. Sin is committed so openly because it is so easy for someone to approach someone and say that you are my Valentine person, right? Or to go and give a card. Because on this particular day, it seems like the other person is not going to mind either. And a lot of the times you'll find that people are actually waiting for opportunities on this particular day, that someone to come and give a card. And at other times there are people who are waiting for who are waiting to boast about, I've got this much cards on Valentine's Day. You know, looking at this, it's all to do with sins.
Talking about sins on this particular day, just for one this day, right, for this particular day, the 14th of February, millions of pounds globally just spent on gifts, flowers and so forth. And we don't even realize that, you know, the money that is spent, that the money that is spent to buy these gifts, we're not getting reward for it. We're committing a sin. So here we're actually thinking that we're making somebody happy, but in actual fact, it's not making somebody happy. In return, sins are written in the book of deeds. So we need to reflect that, what direction are we heading in?
So there's two things actually taking place. One is itself, you're committing a sin on the actual day. And secondly, you're spending money, which nowadays is very hard. People are finding it hard to earn a livelihood. And there are many people out there who are out of jobs, and there are people who are just throwing their money away on cards, on what other things.
It's unfortunate that first of all you need to think, Valentine's Day, what is it? What has it got to do with Islam? There's nothing in Islam regarding this one. These are days just created, and our people are looking, some people right now, they might be planning that what card shall I purchase? How many flowers shall I get? Who shall I send this card? They must be getting the ideas together. How shall I write this text message? Who shall I send it to? And, it's this concept of boyfriend and girlfriend. It seems a norm now. You know, oh, so-and-so is my boyfriend, so-and-so. And it's unfortunate that even parents are beginning to accept this. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, somebody met somebody. Brother I knew, he's working with somebody. And he goes, I am preparing for a day that when my daughter will walk into the house with a boyfriend. Islam is gave respect to women. Before Islam, the time of Jahiliyyah, the time of ignorance, women were abused. And if you see that is happening exactly nowadays. Every product you see, anything you see, an advertisement, except it always uses women to advertise that product.
I know, actually, this Day of Valentine's actually started like this. It started by women were sold in the market. And this Day of Valentine's, the history of it was started like this, that the women were sold and people would purchase them women, and whoever bid, whoever put the most money down, he would achieve that, and then he would commit sin, and then obviously afterwards, to cover this, the names of saints were given towards that personality who actually purchased this, and this would carry on year after year. So this was from that time. It was, you know, even from that time it was degrading the women. So the ones who are celebrating it in this day and time, thinking that it's a time of joy, especially those sisters who are doing this, you know, they need to know where it's coming from. You are celebrating this day, but think about it, what was happening to the women of the past, right? Islam is stopping us from turning away from these sort of actions.
I mean, we really need to think that, you know, this boyfriend and girlfriend concept, is it really in Islam? You know, we're doing something which is unlawful, which is haram, which is forbidden in Islam. So we need to reflect that which direction we're heading in.
I mean, at the end of the day, you need to think to yourself that we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah, and Muslims are the best of all nations.
Subhanallah.
And we, as best of all nations, why do we need to follow traditions that got nothing to do with Islam? Do you see other people, other religions, see them following us? Do they celebrate, when we celebrate Eid, do they celebrate Eid?
No.
Friday is a day of Eid for us. Do they celebrate that day? No. But why is it that Muslims are very quick to jump on the bandwagon as soon as, you know, so-called Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, Father's Day, all this, what have they got to do with Islam? You know, Mother's and Father's Day, this is every day for you, not a specific day in the year. And love, yes, when you are married, the wife has love for the husband, show you love like that. Why is it that, you know, just one day of the year, and that is out of the teaching of Islam by going and meeting with women that are now mahram with you, going and presenting the flower? You know, it's creating this disease within the society. And in this society, in this day and age, the so-called modern society, look at the degree of unsuccessful marriages, look at the degrees of divorce. And is this what we call Islam? At the starting, it tries to cut off the root of this, so it doesn't lead to this. Though Islam is teaching us to, you know, keep your distance. And when, obviously, when you are married, then express your love to each other.
I think a lot of the times, you know, when someone falls in love, they don't even get to the state of marriage. You know, a lot of times the argument starts, and then they break up, and then they're with someone else. Right? It's like changing cards or changing cars. I don't know, but the love doesn't actually last long. And you see, when someone is married and he has the connection of love, you see how long that lasts. Alhamdulillah. This is a blessing of the teaching of Islam. Right? When someone has love in marriage, that love lasts. And you, alhamdulillah, the examples are there. The ones who are married couple, they live a life of 30, 40. Our elders live that sort of life. They have been together. And alhamdulillah, we will also be if we live it in the right manner. So the connection of love, they say we love each other, it doesn't even get to the state of marriage.
I mean, a saying of our beautiful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam just came to me, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a person marries a woman for certain amount of reasons. you know, either her wealth, her beauty, her background, or her for religion. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry the one for her religion. And you know, this is what Islam is teaching. You know, it's got all this concept. It is a complete religion. It is telling us even from the time you are born to the time you die, you leave this world, Islam is telling you everything, every step of the way, what you should do, what you shouldn't do, what you can do, what you can't do. And these kind of preventive measures are that, you know, it stops all these diseases inside. You see all the diseases spreading.
Just for the views of Madni channel, just for a moment, just focus upon this, that the things before, the four reasons the brother gave before marriage, and people chooses this. And if you look at our society today, you will find the boyfriend who is connected with the girlfriend is either to do with beauty, and if it's the girlfriend to do with the boyfriend, is either to do with wealth. So these things are there: wealth, his property, his wealth, his beauty. If someone drives a nice car, that's where the interest is. And if you're that same person, if you were to drive a cheap car, you probably would not get the same look.
See, this world has never been faithful to anybody. Okay, this world has deceived many people. So like you said, you know, it's never been faithful to anybody, because this dunya that we live in, and we call so-called love, this dunya that we live in, the word dunya derived from word adna, which means the lowest of the low. And the word dunya means deceived. Okay, so we are deceived. This mortal world that we live in, it is actually deceived. And we think it's so beautiful. We think, you know, when there's a saying that the grass always looks green on the other side, and it's not green. So, you know, we think it's beautiful, but we're actually deceived by this mortal world and the beauties of it, and we're lost in the trap of this world.
Saying that, I remember hadith back of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jifatun wa talibu kilab. This word is like unslaughtered meat. What happened to unslaughtered meat? No one wants to eat it. What happens in the countries back home when something dies, an animal dies, what do? They pick it up and they throw it in the streets. And what happens? Obviously, some dogs community or those things that eat dead animals. And are we of those? We are Muslims. We don't eat. We eat pure food. Alhamdulillah, halal food. So alhamdulillah, these things are like our food, the soul, for the the food for the soul. And if you're committing these things, think what type of food you're giving to your soul.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi channel, mentioning this is to make you realize, you know, if that person is smelling, he's got a bad smell. That same person, when he gets up, he might be smelling nice because he's gone outside with aftershave on, or he's put some perfume on and he's dressed up all nice. But if that same person, he's got out of bed, think about it, what his state would be, how he would be smelling bad. And if the person hasn't brushed his teeth for a couple of days, how he would be. And you know, this thing of this mindset of love and beauty, loving each other for the way he looks or the way she looks, you know, imagine this time it's gonna go. Right? If you look at the person at that time, you'll think, why did I make love with this person? Because it just feels a beauty for a moment and a short time, it finishes. And you'll find those people who are involved in this love, in this collection of love, before marriage, after marriage, it might be a couple of days before the last and it finishes. And if they get to that stage, a lot of the times in our society today, you find that there's a lot of, you know, so you're with one person at one time, then you're with another, then you're with another. Think about it. What is life? Is this life that you're living with one person and then another?
It's mentioned that on the night of Miraj, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they're traveling, and they heard there was some sound of screaming from a pit. And Hazrat Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Hazrat Jibreel alaihi salam, who are these people, on inquiring. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah, they are the people from your ummah who is to commit adultery. So they were men and women who were naked, and they were in this pit that was lit with fire. Okay, and these were those women and those men that were committing adultery, they were committing haram, fornication before marriage, you know, adultery before marriage. So, you know, we need to ponder. So the relationship of boyfriend and girlfriend, that's what it leads to, you know, fornication and like the brother mentioned before, diseases and illnesses and then diseases spread, and then unlawful children are born, and then the effect of those children when they grow up in the society, and the effects that I have in the society. So there's a lot of evil to this, and we don't realize that, you know, we need to cut the evil before it starts growing. So we're talking about, you know, we're talking about flowers and israf, you know, wastage, you know, and it's mentioned that the people who waste, right, are the brethren of shaitan. So wasting. So on this day, on this, the day of Valentine, like we mentioned, flowers and gifts and, you know, online, you know, God knows online gifts, and you can send it on the day, and then and they're probably on the same day, they're probably beating the hell out of each other. You know, they're probably, you know, before the evening's end, right? Before the 14th of February, before the day ends, the relationship's probably ended already. You know, and in the morning, they're probably sent bouquets and flowers and chocolates and whatever. And by the evening, just because one made a comment or whatever, and that was it, it's all over.
You know, it's actually a very funny thing here. And it's also hurting in the same way that, you know, sometimes these people who are sending these gifts or these flowers, or they're spending this money on this day of Valentine, this, who knows how much they spend, hundreds maybe, some people go into really extent and to show that they're the best. And it's all become as a show. They do all this and they're broke. I mean, if they same them people, you know, when their parents ask them for some money, they said, we don't have any money. They're not ready to give anything towards their parents, but towards this love, I don't understand.
They're willing, you know, like you said, you know, for love, right? Like I said, they're willing to leave their parents, you know, like I said, under this disease, the illness of boyfriend and girlfriend, they are willing to leave their parents. And what happens tomorrow? They end up in hostels and they end up crying, and then they want to come back. And then it's too late. And they, you know, we can go on about this, but like I said, we need to reflect that whose ways are we following? Because Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala reported from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who copies any group of the people is one of them. So, you know, we need to reflect here that the intention of the above is that whoever adopts the ways and the manners of unbelievers and evildoers will be a partner in their sins. So we need to reflect, and you know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us on the right path.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni channel, we are learning from this that this day is not a day of Muslims. It's not a day for Muslims. Why? Because this day is a day which they say it's a day of love. For a Muslim, every day with his wife, with his children, with his parents is a day of love. No. Alhamdulillah, this is what Islam is teaching us. Not to have one particular day, but every day of our life should be in like this, in love and respect for each other.
So as we were talking about these, you know, pagan festivals, now if we was to do a survey and ask many Muslims regarding the Islamic days and the dates and the months, and I think if we was to ask 100, and out of 100, I think without exaggeration, I think about 3 or 4 or probably 5% will able to tell you the Islamic days and the dates and the months. But if you ask a 5-year-old child that how many months the Islamic English month, and he will tell you. I mean, we know about Christmas, we know Valentine's Day, we know Easter, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Halloween night, you know, and sometimes it's a shame, you know, just recently talking about Halloween night, talking about these pagan festivals, you know, just recently, you know, on the night of Halloween night, Muslim children, they dress up like clowns, you know, scary, you know, features, and they go and knocking on doors, and you ask the same child what, and majority, like, you know, ask him, you know, what are you doing? And he wouldn't know. It's because the parents haven't told him, you know, we shouldn't follow the ways of the pagans, you know, and, this is Islam's son and we, or daughter, and we're supposed to tell him right from the root level. The problem is sometimes that, you know, why the problem occurs is that we haven't got the Islamic environment in our house. So this is the reason that the daughter and the son, they go their own way, and then they end up having a boyfriend and a girlfriend, and then just carries on. And before we know, we end up in the dungeons of hell.
It's like from, you know, basic education. The education we are giving our children, we don't even check on them, what they are doing. Have they got a boyfriend? Have they got connections? Has she got a boyfriend or has he got a girlfriend? No one's bothered. No one knows how they're going to school, how they're going to college, how they're coming home. And, you know, sometimes they might think that they might send their daughter to a girl's school only, thinking if she's only going to a girl's school, she'll be coming home, she'll be going on bus and everything. There's nothing wrong. I remember a brother mentioned to me once that He got onto a bus and the bus passed by a girls' school. And the girl, it was home time, so the girls got onto the bus. And he says he was sitting there, but when he heard the conversation of these young girls, which were about 12, 13, 14 possibly, them speaking, and they were speaking about them loving their own teacher. Right? This was the extent. You know, we are unaware what's happening in our society. No one is aware about their children, what they're doing. The father might be giving money a couple of days before Valentine's Day to his son or his daughter because she's asked for money. She's asked for extra money. The father doesn't ask her, what are you going to do with that money? She might be taking a gift for her boyfriend, or he might be taking a gift for his girlfriend. But no one is ready to ask.
See, we've given these little weapons into our children, like mobile phones. I know we're going slightly off topic, but this is where it's starting from. I mean, mobile phones and internet to, you know, mobile phone is 4 and 5 year olds. Four or 5 year old children have got mobile phones. I mean, a 5-6 year old child, what is he going to do with a mobile phone? We are giving them knives into their hands, weapons, and expecting they're not going to cut themselves. And this is where he leads from. Then they get numbers. Okay? And then they get numbers from their friends, and they do things, and then we all know where he leads to. It's, God forbid, you know, where are we going?
I mean, it's come such a stage that Muslims think this is the way forward now. We're advanced. But if you think about it, what's so advanced about this? You know, at the end of the day, okay, you celebrate Valentine's Day, you celebrate Mother's Day, you celebrate Father's Day, and you celebrate so many other days. What has this got to do with Islam?
Allah.
You know, how much do we know about our own religion? How much do we know about our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much modesty he sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How much modesty his Sahaba ikram alayhi murdhan? These were men that had modesty. And unfortunately, now women are such as modesty. There's no question. If somebody has modesty, they go, you know, something wrong with this child. You know, he should go intermingle more with the opposite sex because, you know, something's not right here. You know, he'll stay backwards. But Islam is really to think to ourselves that what have we, this modern Muslim, what have we achieved in this time? You know, have we become great scientists of our time, or have we become great explorers, or what have we achieved? It was those Muslims that acted upon the Sharia that we are still remembering. The Sahaba Ikram alayhi murdwan, look how much they've done for the deen, the Imams, what they've done for the deen, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. These are the people that whose family has this modesty, this respect, and they bought that kind of upbringing that we, so many hundreds and thousands of years have passed, and we are still remembering it. And this so-called romance that's going to happen on Valentine's Day is going to be, what is it, one night. And by next day or next month, that one will be heartbroken, another one will be another with another person walking down the street.
Allahu Akbar. You know, talking about modesty, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, which is the overview, is that modesty is part of iman. Modesty is part of faith. And whoever has faith will have modesty. And whoever has modesty will have faith. They both can't be separated.
And on this particular day, haya, modesty is destroyed. Because everyone, you find them, so-and-so is going to so-and-so. A boy is going to a girl, he's hugging her and saying happy Valentine's Day. And this is happening.
We need to conceal ourselves, you know, and especially our Islamic sisters, that, you know, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that women should be concealed, for when she goes out, the devil looks at her. Okay, you know, in order to save ourselves from the shaitan, we need to follow the sunnah closely. Inshallah, azza wa jal, there will be blessing in our lives, in our homes, inshallah, azza wa jal.
You know, you talk about it, you know, I'm not, sometimes the viewers of Madni channel might be thinking, okay, we're involved in religion, we are reading our prayers, but at the same time, people are involved in such actions, such sins as days of Valentine's, they're celebrating. It might be the case in the Western society here, it might be the case that the sister might be, the girl might be wearing a hijab. She might be covering herself. She might be wearing a scarf to cover herself. It might be that she's covering herself, and even her boyfriend might have a short beard. This might be the case, and it is happening here. But these sort of people are still involved in Valentine's Day.
I mean, this has become a norm. It's something that's normal. And even unfortunate that there are channels out there that are advertising things saying that, you know, if you want to send a message to your loved one or ring this number, I will play on this channel. And, you know, people think this is nothing wrong.
It's all about, you know, like the brother said, it's all about money. You know, never ever, you know, these, like I said, these pagan festivals, right? It's never been about, there's no essence behind it. There's no reality behind it. It's all about money. Okay, it's all about following the ways of the shaitan and just get money out of people. It's just like, you know, it's like people were sitting down and they were bored and thinking, how can we get money out of people? And thought, okay, we'll just make these pagan festivals and start making money out of them. You know, like, you know, Valentine's Day, Easter. It's all about money, making money. You know, the reality has never been there. So it's all about wasting money on unlawful things.
It's been narrated in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was asked regarding what should be done if your sight falls on a woman unintentionally. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gazed away, look away. No. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that look away. But what's happening with us, you know, in our society nowadays, we give cards, roses, not only that, we post it down the house. Oh, no. And not only that, there's sisters out there that are waiting for cards to be posted. And not only that, the family members know that, you know, some anonymous person has posted cards or roses to my daughter. And they're happily getting happy, oh, someone sent my daughter roses. What is happening to the Muslim? Where's the modesty gone? You know, the beauty of Islam is modesty. And if you don't have this, I mean, judge yourself. If you don't have this in you, then what have you got?
I mean, at the end of the day, think to yourself. Imagine you have this intention. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Mother Church, imagine now that, you know, this day is not far away. Now you got this intention in your heart that, okay, when this day is coming, I'm going to get roses, I'm going to get this, I got this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to plan this. Imagine tonight you die and your intention was to commit that sin. My dear Islam, what will be our end? This is something to think about. Death is always there waiting for us. And we are always occupied in this, that, you know, how am I going to please this so-and-so woman, or how am I going to please this so-and-so woman, or this Valentine's Day coming, what shall I do that nobody else has done? You know, somebody has given a bundle of flowers, I will send a whole carload of it. You know, these are the kind of plans we got, and death is there looking at us, waiting for us, and as soon as the time comes, that's it. How are we going to answer to our Lord, Azza wa Jal?
So my dear Islamers and viewers of Madni Channel, you know, here what we need to ponder is to save ourselves from this sin, right? To protect ourselves from this sin. And for this, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, the Quran is telling us in regards to this, that it is mentioned in, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Holy Quran in Para 18 in Surah An-Nur verse 30, order the Muslim men to lower their sight a little. And also mention also in Surah Nur, and order the Muslim women to lower their sight a little. This is where we're going to gain success from, my dear Islamers. If we are going to start making this intention of committing sin on that day, we don't even know first we're going to reach that time. And if we do reach that time, we are going to be involved in more sin. Let's make this intention from this moment that if we have attended to commit this sin, let's make this intention that we're going to turn away from this sin. And how is that going to become possible when we're going to start making this habit of lowering our gaze? Kufle Madina. Because on this day, Haya is taken away. And how is Haya gained is by lowering the gaze.
I mean, speaking about Haya, modesty, this hadith is mentioned in Sunnah Abi Dawood, that Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this in Ansari, and he was telling his brother that, you know, you got too much modesty. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave him to it, because no doubt modesty is from Iman. And you know, this is just shows you. It says modesty is connected to the moment. One leaves, the other one leaves as well.
And on this particular day, Haya is lifted. Where is modesty on this day? People are hugging each other, right? Girlfriend is hugging the boyfriend is hugging the girlfriend. You know, where is modesty gone on this day?
And you know, unfortunately, you know, people are coming, your relatives, cousin brothers, cousin sisters, they're coming to your house, the girls are shaking hands with the boys are shaking hands with the girls, the parents are sitting there, you know, nothing. You know, for that minute, the parents think nothing of it. But sooner, later down the line, when you certainly something, this has happened between this person, then you think, what have I done? It is us that has built up this event. You know, if we stop this from the starting, it would have never led to this. But unfortunately, the parents are there sitting and inviting that. You know, at the end of the day, we are stopping all this, but you know, that the media there, that television is sitting there, you know, that is showing us all of this. And we sitting as a whole mother, father, daughter, son, daughter-in-law, so you are sitting there and all this, all what you see on this media, what is it? Romance, love. That's all you see. You know, you do analysis of the majority of things that come on the television. All you see is love. And
They watch they watch too many movies and dramas, and they actually think that, you know, whatever they watch on the three hours, right? And they think, oh, you know, the girl runs away with the boy and so forth, and they think they live happy ever after. But the world of reality is not like that. You know, there's a lot of clothes to it, you know, so they think that we'll just follow, you know, these movie stars and there'll be success in that. But they don't realize that success is only following the role model, which is, for our role model is Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There's a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala said that a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when is the last hour? The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, what have you prepared? Okay, the person replied, I have not prepared a lot of voluntary prayers or voluntary fast, but I love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you will be with those you love. Subhanallah. So here, you know, who do we need to love? The answer is there.
You know, there's a question here for the views of Madni channel. You know, we tend to have love for the girl. The girl has the love for the boyfriend. The boy has love for the girlfriend. What are we going to achieve? If we have love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there is blessing in this world and the hereafter. We'll be gaining Jannah with the blessing of loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اپنی گمایا الہی نہ پاؤں میں اپنا پتایا الہی wish that we could love Allah Azza wa Jal and love His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, have love for our parents. You know, the fact is that we have become blinded in the love of dunya, love of this world. You know, the extent is gone that no one is ready to kiss the feet of the mother. Where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that this is the kissing the feet of the mother is like kissing the doors of Jannah. Right? No one is ready to do that. No one is ready to kiss the hands of the mother or the father. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in the environment of Dawat Islami, this is the sort of love we are taught. That kissing the hands of the father daily, and Alhamdulillah, this is the sort of education which is given in the environment of Dawat Islami. So the actual true love here is for love for Allah, love for His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and love for your parents. Alhamdulillah, keep love in the boundary of love. Don't go out, and what happens is, It finishes, you know. I remember there was a brother, so someone mentioned to me about this brother, that there was a brother, he actually fell in love with a girl, and he went to his sheikh because the girl's mother and father did not give permission for them to get married, and the boy's mother and father did not give permission for them to get married. So he went to his sheikh, right? He went to his sheikh and he said to the sheikh that, you know, I want to get married and my father and my mother are not happy with it. But we are happy. And because this was a connection of love, and they said, we are happy. And the sheikh smiled and he said, you know, I can't stop you. Go get married, but you will come back to me. And what happened? They got married, couple of days went past, and couple of months went past, and that young lad went back to his sheikh. And the sheikh sat there and looked at him and he smiled again. And without him asking him what happened, he knew why he had come back. He said to his murid, his disciple, that, you know, you listen to your own desires, now listen to your parents. Right? And alhamdulillah, the brother mentions that he's been married for a good couple of years now. Alhamdulillah, they are together and they are happy. And the connection of love before that, the love before marriage, didn't even last. Couple of months in marriage and it's all finished.
Because what is, you know, these marriages that take place, like going, you know, where it all starts off from, you know, these marriages that take place without the parents' consent, there's no blessing in it. No matter what they do, you know, there's no blessing in it. So we need to think. You know, that, you know, the girl that give, you know, when they giving flowers to each other, then they need to think, right, that how many boyfriends she's had before and how many girlfriends before.
So, you know, how long does this love last? Up to what point does it last? You know, you might have fell in love with that boy, or that girl might have fell in love with the boy, and the boy might have fell in love with that girl. How long does it last? And, you know, think about it. He's felt in love with you, or she's felt in love with him, which either way, if she's seen you and she's felt in love with you, or you have seen, the boy has seen the girl and he's felt in love with her, he must have done this before. How much other people he might have felt in love with? And like this, even after you, it carries on. Right? So it's a moment of concern. It's not that he's only looked at you, or she's only looked at you. She must have looked at 100 people before you. And he might have looked at 100 girls before you. So, it's a thinking for the views of Madni Channel. You know, you think it's a day of love. It's a day we fall in love. But think about it. He's given you a Valentine's card. Or she's given you a Valentine's card this year. Who did she give last year to? Allah. Or who did he give last year to? This is a moment of thinking of concern.
I mean, you know, as you're talking about being faithful, and like we said before, this world has never been faithful to anybody. And there's a beautiful waqia, a narration about this pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal, that basically what happened was that he was the provider of the household. And when he went ill, and he had an older daughter, and because he couldn't go and work out, because he was basically ill and he couldn't go out. And the older daughter was, when she seen her little brothers and sisters crying due to hunger, so she had made intention that I will dress up and I will go and commit a sinful act so I can go and bring some money and feed my brothers and sisters. So she dressed up and she went out, and all day she went, and the father was concerned that where she's gone. And in the evening she come back, and she come back and basically nothing happened. And the father said to her that, where did you go? And she burst out into tears. And she says that I could not bear the tears of my brothers and sisters. And I'd made intention to go, because obviously you were the provider and now you was ill, and the brothers and sisters were crying. So I'd made intention to go and commit this evil, you know, this sinful act of committing adultery and get some money. But would you believe it that all day I walked around the bazaar, but nobody looked at me. And the father smiled, all of a sudden, right, a smile appeared on his face, and he said, would you believe it or not, apart from your mother, I've never ever set my eyes on somebody else apart from your mother. How can somebody look at you? So we need to think here, you know, a lot of Madni pools are learned from there, that, you know, that when we look around, and, you know, unlawful gaze, and we look around, and then, you know what, you know, there's a saying that what goes around comes around. So we need to think that today, if we, this concept of boyfriend and girlfriend and having, married men and married women having unlawful relationships out there, and then the effect of it is in the family, and then wondering what's happened. We need to think, we can always do the plus and minus, and like talking about reflection, we can always reflect, and the answer will always come that it's me. I need to rectify myself. I need to sort myself out. And talking about rectifying, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, what a beautiful way of rectifying ourselves and join the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, many Madni pools, Madni flowers, Alhamdulillah, taught and learned, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So being faithful is very important, that we be faithful to our loved ones.
Basically, if someone might be thinking, okay, one of the viewers of Madni channel, you could be thinking that we had a love marriage, we got together on days of Valentine's, and now today we are still together. But it's not just that. It could go on. If we are like this, like the example we heard, when the piety of the father made the son pious. Right? So if we are doing these unlawful things, these shameless things, and this will automatically, it will have effect on the children. And this day, the amount of shamefulness, the amount of unmodest stuff which takes place on this day, think about it. Whose way are we following? Because the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla is ordering us to stay away from behayai, to stay away from shamelessness. And who is ordering to go towards this? Shaitan. And this is also mentioned in the Quran in regards to this. Shaitan is telling us to go towards these evil acts, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is ordering us to keep away from these acts. So whose way are we going to follow?
You're talking about the shaitan. You know how evil he is, that he just whispers to you. And he doesn't, we got to bear in mind, that he doesn't force you to do it. He just whispers to you, okay? And that's what he does. He can't do anything more than that. Because on the day of judgment, the shaitan will come. And the person will say, it was you that made me do it. He says, he's going to say, I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. I just whispered to you. I fear my creator Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, thing is, he doesn't force you to do it. So why do we then just act on his whispers and then go and commit this sin?
I think one of the whispers on this particular day, the day of Valentine's, could be that, I think she likes me, right? I think she likes me, and she might be thinking, I think he likes me. And just this thought, this whisper could lead to something else, and from there, from one sin to another.
This day, it's Valentine's Day, it triggers many lawful, relationships. Even those relationships that didn't exist before, they actually come into existence because of this day. And no believing man would like his sister or his daughters to be involved in these type of activities. And if he thinks himself, if he does, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you haven't got no modesty, if you haven't got haya, then you can do anything you like. If you haven't got modesty, then you can do anything you like.
Madi Islam brothers and viewers of Madi channel, you might be sitting out there thinking, the topic is Valentine, but they are talking about all these things. They are talking about haya. We need to think for a moment. Are we concerned at this moment? And if we are concerned, then what are we doing? Are we going to be sitting there like this? Or are we going to do something? My dear Islamic brothers, this is a time and opportunity to start following the examples of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, to start following the teaching and having the love for the Prophet ﷺ, having love for Allah. Because the loving the Prophet ﷺ, loving Allah will give us a position, give us a status, give us Jannah. And loving someone, loving this dunya, is not going to take us.
There's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. The overview is that whoever follows my sunnah in the time of destruction, in the time of fitna, whoever revives one of my sunnah, he will get reward of 100 martyrs. SubhanAllah. So here we got a role model. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we follow this role model, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be successful in both worlds, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
I mean, if you think to yourself, all the people that are watching Mother Channel got this intention that, I'm going to go and give flowers or make this my Valentine. Think about it. This is somebody's daughter. This is somebody's sister. This is somebody's mother. This is somebody's niece. Imagine if that was your mother, your daughter, your sister. Would you like that? Just think that to yourself, that if you are thinking about doing anything like this, think that if this was somebody related to me, how would I like it? It comes to the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said on the forefront of that, you know, I want to commit adultery or something like that. Can give me permission? And the Sahaba ikram got really angry. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, explain to him that, tell me that, you know, would you like if somebody committed adultery with your mother, with your sister, with your daughter? You know, you need to think to yourself, reality, at the end of the day, this is somebody's daughter, this is somebody's sister, and if this same thing happened to me, what would I do?
Madhi Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Islam, just think for a moment, what are we doing? How we are living? Has our modesty gone? Has our modesty left us that we find it okay that our sisters to be going with someone else, our brothers to be giving flowers to someone else like this? Are we okay? Are we happy with this? Our sons, our daughters are giving flowers, are hugging each other. Are we happy with this action? My dear son, brother, just think for a moment. Wake up and realize that this is what's happening out there. And if we do not stop it, if we do not turn towards Deen ourselves, our children are going to be far away from this.
Allahu Akbar. You know, talking about this haya, modesty, you know, the brother mentions that there was once he went to a masjid and he seen this person that he's never been in the masjid before, and he knows this person for the last 40, 50 years, and he's never been in the masjid, and for the first time, he's seen him sitting inside in the masjid, and he went over to him and started talking to him, and he started crying, he burst into tears, and he said, what happened? He goes, today I realized that how far I was from deen, and how far I was from educating my children. He said, what actually happened was that today I was sitting in my house, and all of a sudden the door, somebody knocked on the door. Somebody knocked on the door, and I went to open the door, and there was a person standing outside. There was a non-believer, and he said that, you know, where's your daughter? And all of a sudden, my daughter comes and grabs her coat and says to me that this is my boyfriend, and I'm leaving you today. And he says, today I realized, it hit me today, that I realized that all my time, 40, 50 years, I was away from a religion, I was away from the true path, and today I realized I wasted all that time. I could have educated my children, I could have educated my daughter, and I could have brought her the right way, and I could have taught her what is Islam, but today I realized, but it's too late, she's gone.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhi Channel, it's a time of reflection. It's a time to ponder and think, what are we doing? How we are living our lives. We are working day in, day out. We are working day and night, not thinking what's happening with our children. Not thinking about our own iman or the iman of our children. But this time, brothers, wake up before it is too late.
We are the best of all nations.
Subhanallah.
We are the best of all nations because we invite towards good and we forbid evil.
Subhanallah.
This is the reason why we are best of all nations. But unfortunately, what is the state? That if two friends are together, and one says that I like this girl, he won't say to him, you're committing a sin, brother. He will give him ideas. Oh, Valentine's Day is coming. Go and get her this present. Go and get her, this many flowers. No, don't take her here, take her there. You know, instead of inviting him towards good and forbidding him from evil, nowadays your friends are inviting you towards sin. And you know, this is the reason that you see destruction everywhere around you. You know, you do not see anybody that if they see anything bad happening, they will stop it. They will just, you know, they turn the face and go, that's somebody else's son, that's somebody else's daughter. You know, I don't need to do nothing. But imagine if that was your son or your daughter, what would you do?
And you know, today, if you know, the brother was talking about, you know, the concept of Valentine's Day and this boyfriend and this girlfriend business, right? I mean, as somebody who doesn't, you know, somebody who doesn't have a boyfriend, somebody doesn't who have a girlfriend, they see his, they'll say that you're abnormal. You're not normal. You know, it's such a, you know, fashion. I mean, sin is like a fashion today. You know, like people change their clothes, change with fashion, and sin has become fashion. And if anybody hasn't got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they think that he's abnormal or she's abnormal, and it's, you know, they don't realize we should fear Allah Azza wa Jal. When somebody, you know, our friends, you know, when they, your friends come and invite you towards sin, you say, I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm a Muslim. I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm not going to commit this sinful act. I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Because on the day of judgment, those who fear Allah Azza wa Jal and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in youth, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the overviews on the day of judgment, there will be 10 categories of people, 10 groups of people who will be under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the categories of people will be those youngsters who remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in youth. So we should fear Allah Azza wa Jal and come on the straight path before it's too late.
Talking about the point that you were speaking about, that nowadays that people who don't indulge in these actions, they are seen as abnormal. If you look at it, what is putting these thoughts into people's head is the media, what they are watching. So the root of all evil is what they are watching, and where are they getting this tarbiyah from? Now it's so common that, you know, Muslims amongst themselves, they're saying, what are you getting a girl, bro? You know, I went out with my girl here, I went with my girl there. You know, what's happened to your haya? You know, Muslims back in the day, if they committed a little sin, they used to hide it. Mm-hmm. And now we're openly boasting and we're proud of our sins. Allah, not only the fact that we go to the extent that we commit the sin, but we're also opening, you know, opening our sins and telling, you know, announcing it like we're proud of it.
I mean, the viewers of Madhuri Digital might be thinking, yes, you know, my mind has been made. I've got a mindset now. Sure. But what can I do?
Subhanallah.
You know, what is the solution to this? You know, how can I, you know, refrain from this action? So, alhamdulillah, you have this beautiful environment of Da'wah Islami from here. You have Madhuri Channel in front of you. Alhamdulillah, you have these kind of silsile on Madhuri Channel that are bringing back reality, making us realize that we are Muslims. We need to act like Muslims every day, every second, every hour of the day. Not just one time a year when it's Ramadan, but every single day of the year we need to act like Muslims. And alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Da'wah Islami, Damat Barakatum Aliyah, he tells us, he's trying to make this, you know, look at Madhuri Channel. He's always telling us, keep your gaze lowered. You know, keep your gaze low. Get this habit of looking down. You know, even up to that point, you know, what is our children taught nowadays? When they go to schools, what they tell, the teachers tell, look at me when you're talking. And this is where all this starts from. You know, when they start looking at you, then they start staring at you. Then this disrespect happens. When Islam teaches you to keep your gaze lowered. And alhamdulillah, Amir Ahl-e-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Aliyah has given us the Madhuri Inamat. This is a treasure. If we can act upon these 72 points for the brothers and 63 for the sisters, we will not only will we succeed in this world, but in the hereafter as well.
Alhamdulillah. Like you said, you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, like you said, the viewers of Madhini Channel should be thinking, what should we do? For the brothers, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we got Madhini Kafle. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that, you know, we should travel in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we spend 3 days in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, 12 days and so forth, right? And where we are away from sins. And, you know, the viewers of Madhini Channel should make the intention that we should travel on the Madhini Kafle. So when the 14th of February comes, we should be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, travel on the Madhini Kafle, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhini Channel, you've heard about the Day of Valentine's. And what we go through, the sins which we are committing on this day, the giving of the gifts. So my dear Islamic brothers, instead of involving ourselves in sins, let's turn towards Allah Azza wa Jal. Let's turn towards the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is what Dawat Islami is bringing us. And this is the true love, the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of Medina. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the true love of Iman and faith. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to spend our way in towards goodness. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubin.